Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Hey, can I say something?
Attenzione! Attenzione!
Attention!
You gotta hear this. This is hilarious.
Oh, God!
Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming here.
Oh, my God! You guys are awesome.
I love you guys. I hear you every morning.
By the way, I just laughed and a booger came out.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It's so weird coming to work and I'm still dripping wet from the shower.
Oh.
Is that good?
Yeah. It's very fresh. You're very
it's
fresh.
It's so good. Weird. I don't know. I think I'm ready to go back to a studio. I don't know. Anyway, well, welcome to the day. It is Thursday. I've been told it's Thursday. Is this true?
All day.
You are correct.
Yep. Thanks, Dad.
All day.
That's something a dad would say. That's something Nate would say. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hi there, Gandhi.
Hello.
Hi, Froggy.
Hello there.
Hello there. Hello there, Straight Nate.
Buenos dias, Elvis.
Is producer Sam in the room?
I think she may be echoing.
Indeed. Okay. Hello.
There she is. And there's Scary.
Hi.
And there's Scotty B.
Good morning.
Who did I miss? Oh, me. Good morning, me. What song should we start with? Gandhi, do you have a request?
I would love to hear This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. Maybe
Very
the remix
good.
Version with Kesha.
Yeah. I think this is perfect. Yeah, there's a story behind the song and why I think why Gandhi wants to play it first. All right, let's do it. Let's get into Thursday. Play it.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Red is awesome. I love that song.
That is one of my favorite songs. My poor boyfriend has to listen to it like on repeat when I decide that I'm in the mood. To listen to the song, not for something else.
That movie's incredible. So if you haven't seen The Greatest Showman, put it on your list.
Let me just bring something up. If you can hear my voice, we understand that we're having a glitch problem again because someone down the line isn't doing their job today. So we're trying to figure that out. We're trying to call the people in Los Angeles and California that fix it, but we can't get the phone to go through because the phone lines aren't working. Just letting you know, this is what's going on. We do know we're having issues with our audio. Our apologies. We'll get it fixed as fast as we can, and so there you go. So if they hear every other word, should we just say every word twice?
Yes, yes.
Sure.
We are glitching. I hope you hear, you hear me.
I think that's perfect.
I feel like I'm one of those guys who has to solve the codes during World War II. Like, what can we say that'll make it sound like they something understandable? I don't know. Let's go talk to Chris on line 9. At least we can hear us. I'm sure we're fine in New York, right, Scotty? Yeah. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
You're just getting off your shift as a firefighter? Look at that. Yep. You're a superhero. Ooh, on
yes,
my
sir.
Phone. So you had an interesting call last night. What happened?
We got hit for a call for a woman who had her hand stuck underneath the passenger seat of her vehicle. She was reaching for something, and I got stuck in the frame underneath her. Her fingers got stuck.
Oh, my God. So it wasn't like she was in an accident. She just was reaching for, like, a French fry that fell or something.
Her phone that fell underneath the seat, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was the phone. Of course. We would risk limb and whatever just to get our phone out from under a seat. So how long did it take to extract her from under the seat?
About 3 minutes.
That's a long time, actually.
Wow.
That's not an easy fix.
No, it wasn't. Just had to manipulate her fingers a little bit. You know, that's all.
Manipulate your fingers? Is that the equivalent of breaking her fingers? What was that you were saying, Danielle?
It may have hurt a little bit.
That can happen to all of us. I didn't realize that could actually even happen. Like that it's so tight down there that your fingers can get stuck. That's crazy.
Well, I guess if you contort your hand in a weird way, it goes at a certain angle, then you can't get it back out. Well, look, you saved her. Chris, it doesn't matter if you're putting out a fire or if you're saving a kitten from a tree. Everything you do is very important to us, and you're a superhero. Hope you had have a nice sleep now that you're off.
Thank you.
And what we'll do is send you an Elvis Duran Morning Show set of scrubs from Hackensack Meridian, and you stay safe, okay?
Perfectly. Thank you. You guys also stay safe.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're hearing that it's fixed. Okay. But so it was human error that was causing that?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Is it any humans on this side of the Earth?
Well, look,
Earth?
You know, to be fair, I produce mountains of human error every day, like big steamy piles of it. I'm personally responsible for. So as long as we're now on the right course, that's all that matters. Thank you for saving us, whoever that was. Let's get into your horoscopes. Who are you doing them with?
Oh, Danielle, will you help me out today?
Okay, thank God.
Sure. So it is Kris Jenner's birthday and Kevin Jonas. Happy birthday, Kevin. We know you listen every day. Capricorn, as the year is coming to an end, think of what goals you want to accomplish next. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius, make your space feel more inspired. Add a personal touch to lighten the mood. Your day's an 8.
Pisces, your curiosity could drive you crazy. Stick to what you know before you go too far. Your day's a 7.
Aries, a light at the end of the tunnel draws near. Start planning your exit strategy. Oh boy, your day's a 9.
Hey Taurus, your sense of balance may seem off kilter. Do not make any rash decisions. Your day's an 8.
Gemini, you are being pulled by many people looking to get your attention. Play by your own rules. Your day's a 9.
Cancer, do not intertwine your personal life with your work life. It is best to keep your key interests separate. Your day is a 9.
Leo, your head's in the clouds. Relax and try to enjoy some peace and quiet. Your day's a 10.
Virgo, do not put the cart before the horse. Slow down your big ambitions and look to complete your long-standing goals first. Your day is a 7.
Libra, an important truth is glaring back at you and calling you to make a decision, so don't delay any further. Your day's a 10.
Scorpio, stick to the facts. Do not try to embellish your stories. Your day's a 9.
And finally, Sagittarius, stay away from falling down a rabbit hole. Chase your dreams, but don't get too involved. Your day's an 8, and those are your Thursday morning horoscopes.
All right, let's roll into the 3 things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. As of this morning, Joe Biden is just one state away from winning the presidency after taking Michigan and Wisconsin yesterday. If he picks up a win in Arizona, that would push his electoral vote total to 264, just six short of the 270 needed. But it's going to be a long road ahead. Nobody is expecting final results anytime within the next couple days. And with the race for the White House still up in the air, people are protesting in cities across the country. National Guard troops suppressed protests in Portland, Oregon, while police arrested protesters in Minneapolis and New York City. More than 100 demonstrations are planned across the country through Saturday. Coronavirus infection rates continue to smash records in the U.S. with over 100,000 new cases reported yesterday. That's according to data released by the COVID Tracking Project. 18 states saw record COVID-19 hospitalizations. Over 1,100 deaths were also recorded, pushing the total past 233,000 since the pandemic began. Medical experts are saying that COVID fatigue is a big part of the reason, since people have just gotten more relaxed about distancing, wearing face masks, and washing their hands. So do not stop. Keep following those CDC guidelines. And finally, Froggy, maybe today is your day. The newest versions of the iPhone 12 go on sale. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Go on sale Friday, but pre-orders for the new phone start today. Start tomorrow at 8 a.m. Are you getting it?
Yeah, tomorrow at 8 a.m., the iPhone Mini, the iPhone 12 Mini, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max go on sale tomorrow at 8 a.m.
The Pro Max is like this. It's like the size of a computer. It's like massive.
It's
like
that's what I'm getting. Large.
It's 2 feet by 1 foot.
I love when people have those and they whip them out. It looks like you're talking on an iPad. That's nice. But if you're interested in that, the phone's going to be available in stores on November 13th, but you can get that pre-order in tomorrow at 8 a.m. And those are your three things.
You guys are ready for Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Nah.
Okay, let's have a Thursday. Come on.
This is Ariana Grande.
Hey, what's up? It's Halsey.
What's up, guys? I'm Khalid.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
Nate here, and if you're tired of tossing and turning at night, try ZzzQuil Pure Z's all night. It helps you fall asleep naturally and stay asleep longer through the night. Plus, it's non-habit forming and made with a blend of botanicals like lavender and chamomile. Find it in retailers everywhere.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So, remember that thing we used to celebrate every November called Movember, where the guys would let everything grow out?
Oh, yeah.
I've been celebrating Movember since March. So.
A lot of people, yeah.
Today is National Redhead Appreciation Day. Just want to let you know.
Oh, wow.
Worldwide, only 2% of people have red hair. The highest concentration of redheads, Scotland, followed by Ireland.
Huh. People Does with it red count if you dye it?
No, you're not. Well, you know what? I don't want to take that away from you, Danielle. If you have chosen to be a redhead, I think that's more important than just being born into it.
Thank you.
You have chosen to be a redhead. People with natural red hair are likely more sensitive to pain. I've always heard this. Have you heard this, Straight Nate?
I actually heard the reverse. They can handle pain better than the average person.
They're saying there's a gene mutation that causes red hair. It's on the same gene linked to pain receptors. It also means redheads usually need more anesthesia for dental and medical procedures. But you're saying the opposite.
Yeah, I thought they could handle... Maybe I'm confused.
Well, maybe I'm confused. I don't know.
Well, I thought for sure they had no souls, right? That's a fact?
No.
Oh, no.
That's not true. I remember one time we were having a conversation about redheads on the air, and someone called them and said, I just think they have a weird smell. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I said they smell like cheese, and I don't know why.
Oh, you? Scared? You know what? Why would you admit that?
And you know what's even worse than the fact he said that is he's admitting he said it. I mean...
Well, I can't lie.
Oh, my God.
They don't smell like cheese. What a stupid thing to say.
It was a stupid thing to say, but you asked who said it. I said it. It was me. And I said they smelled like cheese, but
no,
I don't think they do that anymore. I don't know. Maybe it was my receptor.
I don't think they ever did.
They stopped. They heard your complaint.
Scary.
And they started. By the way, I just want to be very honest. He does not represent what any of the rest of us think.
No, not at all.
None of us. Having red hair isn't the only thing that makes some redheads unique. They're also more likely to be left-handed. There you go. Redheads probably won't go gray. It's because the pigment just fades over time. They probably go blonde, even white, but not gray.
Oh, wow. And laser hair removal is really tough with redheads because it has to recognize the difference in shade. And for some reason, it doesn't pick up the red hair, so they can't get laser hair treatment. Huh.
Also, for some reason, bees have been proven to be a little more attracted to redheads.
Wow.
I got to tell you, I'll go ahead and say it. I'm very attracted to redheads. Gingers turn me on.
Yeah.
They really do. Someone just sent a text in, wrong, Gandhi. Redheads aren't soulless. They steal souls.
Oh, my God. I know something about a soul. I knew
it. We stand corrected. Oh, hey, Producer Sam.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Did you, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Last night I made like one of those bowls with rice and kale and a kidney bean kind of mix. It actually turned out pretty good.
No, that sounds very healthy. I did a chicken stir fry with some broccoli and chicken and
stir fry, Elvis. Maybe I should put that on the list.
Yes, do the stir fry. You ready for your feel goods?
I'm ready. Let's go. Something. I need a redhead palate cleanser because wow, scare. Okay. So listener Rachel Johnson said this story brought her to happy tears. In Florida, there's a single man named Robert Carter, and he had a tough childhood. He went into foster care and spent years estranged from his siblings until he was eventually able to gain custody. So because of his experience, Robert decided that now as an adult, he wanted to adopt to save another life. And wouldn't you know, he fell in love with a kid that had four siblings. And of course, Robert walked out of there a new parent of five kids. He says it's so important to keep siblings together, and he loves it. His life is now filled with laughter and loudness. So congratulations to all six of them, because that sounds like a very blessed house. And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line feel goods.
Did you know? Are you ready for a shut up?
Yes, please.
Did you know that rumor has it Hitler banned marriage between redheads because he thought it would lead to a deviant offspring?
Shut up.
Speaking of Hitler, did you know that after their relationship turned sour, Adolf Hitler's only male heir, his nephew William Patrick Hitler, fled to the United States, joined the Navy, and fought against Nazi Germany in World War II? Did you know?
Shut up!
Shut up!
William Patrick Hitler.
Yeah, I know.
You never would have put that together.
I know. By the way, I'm thinking if I was William Patrick Hitler, I would go for the old name change.
Right. Let me just drop that last one and be William Patrick.
William Patrick Smith. Anything. Danielle, your first report of the day on the way. What lies are you making up today?
No, there are no lies today. I feel bad. AMC Theaters losing so much money because of COVID. And we're going to talk about how Offset and Cardi B spent their time on Election Day. Two different ways.
Oh, I bet. I can't wait to hear that. All right, let's take a break. We're back after this.
Got something to tell us? Text us at 55100 and we might put you on the air.
Hey Danielle, this texter mayonnaise is nasty. Should never be made again.
Thank you.
Standard data and messaging rates may apply. This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So, the number of people who say they're playing video games now due to the pandemic up 46% since late March. That's good news for people who love to game, but the bad news is people are breaking into your online shenanigans and they're looting what you've earned playing, and probably the stuff that's important to you, because when you're playing, you're getting you're earning stuff, and they're stealing it. It may also mean that cyber criminals can actually have access to your camera and watch you as you play. Look, you need Norton 360 for gamers. With Norton 360 for gamers, you get gaming and account monitoring protection on your device, malware and online privacy protection, a no-log VPN that hides your IP address, dark web monitoring for your gamer tags that you have earned. PC SafeCam. It notifies you if someone's trying to access your webcam and block unauthorized use, all with fewer notifications that you hate, because you don't like notifications when you're playing. No. Look, no one can prevent all cybercrime, but Norton 360 for gamers can help you level up. Be protected. Get Norton 360 for gamers at norton.com/gamers. And if you want to save 25% on your first year, use the promo code Elvis. That's norton.com/gamers. Use the promo code Elvis.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wow, so much going on. By the way, even though marijuana will be legal in New Jersey, it's not legal yet.
Right.
So what's the story there? I mean, people are like, oh, it passed last night. Let's go roll one. And they're actually saying in the state of New Jersey, people are Googling how to roll a joint. I kid you not.
I can't.
What's the story?
So, and it's not just in New Jersey that it's not all the way legal yet. There were states all across the country that did pass the legislation to legalize it. But until it becomes official, you can still get in trouble for having it, for smoking it. Don't be crazy and smoke outside. They're saying to still keep in mind rules of alcohol. So if you couldn't carry alcohol somewhere and drink in public, don't go outside and smoke there either, because you could get in a lot of trouble.
Okay. There you have that. Look, you know, I'll be very, very honest with you. We're all just frazzled. I mean, there are so many reasons in this world why you're anxious, you're fatigued, and this isn't just about the election. It's about the coronavirus and the world itself and the news. It's been going on for months and months and months, years.
Yep.
It's just really coming to a head right now, of course, for a lot of people. And so you do everything you can to find a reason to laugh or just relax, and we're pretty good at that here. But I found a surefire way. I think this could help us all here in America. Oh. If you're listening to us on Proud FM in Toronto, we have an idea. We need emotional support, Canadians.
What?
I am so there for that. Canadians are wonderful.
To any Americans who are struggling to cope with the everything in life, I think that, you know, every time I've had interaction with a Canadian or anything with a Canadian, I've always felt a little more relaxed while walking away from that conversation going, wow, they sure were nice and pleasant.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Totally. I remember being in Canada and asking for directions, and not only were they the nicest people that walked you halfway there, they'd like offer a snack as well. Like, oh, are you new here?
So I'm wondering if there are some emotional support Canadians on standby. I would like to receive an emotional support Canadian. I want one to be assigned to me.
That would be cool.
Is there a clearinghouse for Canadians that can... Hey, did we determine if they can call us from Toronto on this line or not, Nate?
You know, I think they can call. I'm still not sure on the
text. Well, let's try. If you're listening to us on Proud FM in Toronto, call me now. 1-800, let's see if it works. 1-800-242-0100. You can text us at 55100. I don't think that works. I don't know.
No, I've never been to Canada, but every time I go to Epcot, the Canadians are always very nice.
That's where they are.
They really are.
No, you know what? I've been to Canada many times. It's so close to New York. I mean, it's you know, if you want to go to Toronto, I mean, it's a major city that's just as close as Chicago, you know?
Yeah.
And it's great. The museums, everything. The food, the people.
I love Canada.
All right, so we need an emotional support Canadian on standby for our show. If you can try to reach out to us, we'll try to figure this out.
That's awesome.
Garrett's brother-in-law is from Vancouver. We can get him in touch with him.
Yeah, we can use him.
Do you think we're going to transfer all of our stress to this emotional support Canadian, and then they won't be so supportive anymore because they'll be stressed out?
I think you're overthinking it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hope.
I think in your angst, you're overthinking things.
It might be.
Anyway, just a thought. Daniel, you ready to roll?
Sure.
Okay. Daniel's first report of the day. What do you have going on?
All right. So Offset decided that he wanted to give back to the people of Atlanta for getting out and voting. So on Election Day, he gave away free food. He was there hitting up three different polling locations with food trucks giving out food. Cardi B, on the other hand, shared a video of herself smoking three cigarettes at the same time with the caption, "How these elections got me watching these stations turn red." So she was having a heart attack.
She needs an emotional support Canadian.
She does. She does. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have gotten a dog together. You know that's the first step, getting a dog together.
Cute dog.
I love it. It's a golden retriever, and his name is Tarzan. So cute. Blake Shelton is marrying Gwen Stefani. We know that. And guess how he asked for her hand in marriage? He did it the old school way. He went and he actually asked her sons for permission to propose. How cute. I mean, every time I hear something about them, I just go, oh, my gosh, I love them even more. They're so cute. So adorable. Kelly Clarkson does Kellyoke on her show. And so the other day she did a little of The Killers, Mr. Brightside. Here's what it sounded like.
Tennessee, turning saints into the sea, swimming through a sick love of vice, choking on your alibi, but it's just the price I pay.
Okay.
I love her. She's awesome. And Mariah Carey, you know, she's decided it is the holiday season. And so her song, All I Want for Christmas, saw streaming platforms like go crazy. It was up 160% on November 1st and the 2nd. So people are wanting to get their hands on some holiday music. AMC Theaters, this is so sad. It looks like they're going to lose over $900 million due to COVID-19. 90% drop in revenue. That's just, ugh. Vince Vaughn said there will be a Wedding Crashers sequel if you've, yeah, exactly. And, okay, I'm going to end with this. This is just so wrong. There's a 72-year-old grandma, and she's being scammed by a guy who says he's Jason Momoa and that he's in love with her.
Oh.
She met him on Facebook. They've been chatting. And every day he sends her text messages and phone calls and says, I love you, and little chats. And guess what? He keeps sending her money and then telling her, okay, now you take this money that I sent you and put it in this account. So who knows what he's doing? So the police are now investigating. It's ridiculous. The Bachelorette is on. The poor lady. And she's so innocent. The police said she's just so innocent. Like, she has no idea. She thinks this is just normal. The Bachelorette is on tonight. Young Sheldon, it's the season premiere of that. Mom, the season premiere of that. You've got the Packers and the 49ers and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And that's my Danielle report.
Scary, can you find O Canada in the system? I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
Yes, I'm looking for it as
okay,
we speak.
Okay, do a search for O Canada.
I'm going to do
that. That'd be great. By the way, I've been typing to you and Nate in this text room for like a minute, and no one's paying attention. Nate is picking his nose. I kid you not. You're picking your nose.
I'm talking to Canadians.
Give me a Canadian. Line three. Is this Robin?
It's in.
Robin, I'm trying to find O Canada to show you the respect you deserve as a Canadian.
I think I only have the South Park version.
We don't want to play the South Park version. Do not. Robin, what part of Canada are you from?
I am from a small town in Ontario, just south of Toronto, called Fort Erie.
Can you hear us on
the border from Buffalo, New York?
Oh, can you hear us on Proud FM?
I can't. So I listen to you in the morning when I'm working out in my gym, and I listen to the station from Peoria.
Oh, good. We'll take it. And we'll take you any way we can slice it. Here's my question. Would you be willing to be an emotional support Canadian? We need you. We need someone to calm us down.
Please.
Absolutely.
See, just the way you said the word absolutely just was calming. You're like, you know what I heard in your voice, Robin? I heard, calm down, Elvis. It's going to be okay.
We're not calm over here, though, either.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, no. Oh,
you have your own set of problems up there? Here's the thing. Something tells me that I would be able to de-stress somewhere north of the border faster than I could south of that border. I'm just saying. Am I wrong in that, Robin?
100%. No, 100%.
Well, are you guys feeling a little more calm now that Robin's on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Thanks, Robin.
200%. Gandhi, anything you want to ask
Absolutely.
Of Robin or Danielle?
Robin, will you adopt me if I need you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Can you send food?
Yeah, send us some food.
Send us some Canadian food.
Look, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your calming presence. Just having you on the phone is just... Hey, Scary, push the button. Let's see what this sounds like. Here, this is for you and all of our emotional support Canadians. Crank it up. That's lovely. Even your national anthem has a calming effect on us. All right, well, thank you. Thank you for calling up, no matter how you're listening to us. But we appreciate it. If you have any friends in Toronto, tell them to listen to Proud FM. We are so proud of our new family there. The music is our favorite. We love that station. Thank you for listening. You have a beautiful Canadian
day. You made my day.
No, you made our day. Oh, no. It's you. But thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice day. All right, there you go. There's Robin, our emotional support Canadian.
Thank you,
Robin.
Keep her number, by the way. We got to call her, have her on speed dial. What do you think?
Yep. Now that she's gone, I have more questions.
Well, you know, we'll bring her back.
Okay.
We'll bring her back.
Oh, in Epcot, when you're in Epcot in Canada, they have this little maple lollipop, because you know that I like the maple syrup. It is so good. Maybe she could send some of those.
Just go to Epcot. Are they open?
Yeah, they're open.
I think I'd rather get the real deal from Canada. As soon as we can, we are going to invade. We're going to invade Proud FM. I know exactly where they're located in town. I know how to get there. Trust me. Anyway, should we take a break there, Straight Nate?
Sure, Elvis.
Oh, good. Look, he took his finger out of his nose in time to
Stop
talk.
It. Stop it. It has been very dry lately, though. Have any of you guys noticed that?
Yeah. My nose is producing lots of chips and salsa, as we call it.
I got a lot of crumbs, as I call it. I got a lot of crumbs in my nose. And my ears. Have you guys noticed that, too?
Yeah.
My ears have been very crummy lately, too.
Anyway, with that said, we should take a break and just reset. We'll be back after this.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, this is Katy Perry.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Before you get your gaming on, help keep those items you've bought, like weapons and skins, safe. Get Norton 360 for gamers' device security and more without the notifications. Save 20% on your first year by using promo code Elvis at Norton.com/gamers.
I want to tell you that you guys make my day every single day.
Just love you guys so much, man.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right. You can always turn to Google and find out what the world's thinking. Google searches for liquor stores near me hit an all-time high election night.
Oh, boy.
It's true.
Yep.
Also, fries near me. I thought that was kind of great. Oh, God, I need fries. The 10 states where most people were searching for alcohol on election night were Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, Michigan, Ohio, Delaware, Arkansas, and New York. I didn't have to search. I knew where it was.
Yeah.
Also, in the state of New Jersey, where marijuana was legalized, on election day, New Jersey became the latest state, of course, as you know, to legalize recreational marijuana. Apparently, how to roll a joint was huge in the state of New Jersey.
Huh.
I mean, that was fast. I mean,
it's like wasting no time.
It's so funny because, you know, they used to call me the joint roller. People would bring their pot to my house when I was when I was younger, and they would say here, and I would sit there and roll it. I'd just roll a bunch for them, and they would let me have one, and they would leave. What were you known as? I was the joint roller.
I always used to roll joints too, and my boyfriend's friends would make fun of him because they're like, "That's a guy's job. How dare your girlfriend roll your joints?" I'm like, "Please, this is
how
fun.
Stupid. Are you serious?"
It's like beating. Tiny little Asian hands, they work.
You got to keep in mind that the lack of quality of the pot that I would roll had seeds in it, so I was also the de-seeder.
Oh no!
I would clean it. You got to shake it on the cardboard box and shake the seeds out.
Oh my gosh!
If you're not a stoner, you have no idea what I'm talking
about.
That's
too much work.
But here's my problem. Now that it's legal in New Jersey, I don't smoke it. I don't do pot. And pot puts me to sleep. I'm not. It's like, why wasn't it legal when I needed it? What's up, Frog?
I'm the phone fixer. Anytime somebody has trouble with their phone, they always call me.
That's it.
I'm the phone
fixer.
Yeah. So you might be the joint roller. I'm the phone fixer.
So we're all needed for some reason, right, Frog?
Yeah.
What are you, Danielle? What are you?
I was always the designated driver. Like, whenever we went to the clubs or went to the bars, they knew that Danielle's not going to get wasted. She'll be okay. She'll get us home. How many times I was in the bathroom holding people's hair while they were vomiting all over the place.
That's excellent.
So that's
what
I was.
Danielle, that's a very important role, the designated driver hair holder.
Yes,
absolutely.
It is. Agreed, yeah.
Absolutely. Also, when it came to all things pot, they would call me, "Hey, how do you make brownies?" I'm like, why are you calling me? Like, am I the deviant?
Yes.
Scary, what are you known for? People call you for what?
The song lyric guy. They'll say like three words to a song.
What song is this?
And then what song is this? And I'll give them the title, artist, and even year.
Really? Wow. See, Scary, you're my, if I'm coming to New York and I want to go to a good restaurant, you're the restaurant guy that I call.
Restaurant.
That too, yeah.
But you know where I got my restaurants from, right? Elvis.
Elvis.
Elvis gave me.
Well, I know, but see, I kind of pass that on to you because now I don't go to restaurants. Well, no one, a lot of people don't.
But
and that's
also
a shame. I miss my restaurants.
He's also the discount hookup. Like, if I need a hotel hookup, discount, I call Scary because he knows who I need to get in contact with.
I know a guy.
And so just like the guy who got in the restaurants, it's the same guy that gets in the hookup.
Yes,
he uses me all the time.
True.
Gandhi, who are you the go-to, or what are you the go-to for?
I think for my friends, I am the go-to for, "Oh my God, did you know that this was an animal?" And it's always something very strange. Usually, I did know it was an animal. But the axolotl got me recently. Yeah.
Yeah, you know your animals. You really do. I love this text from area code 724. I'm the sex toy lady.
Okay.
<Yes. laughs>
She probably knows the latest models.
Yep.
What's new, what's trending.
Yep.
You know? Nate,
I bet all of you get a lot too. You get questions about pop culture all the time. Like, so is this really going on with Cardi B and Offset? And I'm like, yep. I honestly know exactly what you know because we just told you that.
No, my favorite is when they go, okay, so give me the latest entertainment from the day. Go. I go, what? What do you want?
Nate, are you known for anything?
Oh, I've recently become the "Am I having a stroke?" guy.
Good, yeah, as, no.
As evidenced by Scotty B this past weekend, Sunday at 10:31 a.m. Just to confirm, a stroke happens relatively quickly, right?
He was having a slow stroke.
He's like, I have targeted pain on the left side of my head. My eye is twitching. I'm like, go to a doctor. Why are you calling me?
I know, but you've had two strokes.
I know, but seriously, Elvis, like, of all the people to call, like, hey, I think I might be having this. Let me call this person instead of 911. Like, I don't want to be responsible for this.
And then Scotty B, we call him for coupon or shipping.
Yes, I'm
expertise.
The shipper. Yes, I am. Yes. I have a whole stack of packages that have to go out from you guys.
Scott,
I like
ships?
This texter. Nate is the how do I get rid of a body guy.
I am not that.
You're
I am
a murderer.
Not that.
Murderer.
Yes.
Someone's asking if I've ever been in jail. No, I have never been in jail.
No. Oh, you know what else I am?
I never plan on being in jail. What?
I'm the nurse of the show. So, like, if you get a cut or if you need, like, an antibiotic or if you think you're sick, you have a sore throat, I will get the, hey, my throat's a little scratchy. What do you think I should do? And how many times I've said, I think you should go to a medi-clinic or you should go to your doctor and get checked. What should I take for this? You know, because I think, because I have kids, I know all those answers.
Oh, God. People are texting in that they're... Are we glitching again?
Oh, man. No, these are affiliates that are 1 hour delayed, and we're just signing on the air.
Oh.
So they're getting the show on delay, yes.
Hey, Brody. Here, pick up Brody. Brody's in charge of customer service. Hey, Brody.
Yes, sir.
Brody, those people from Madison, Wisconsin, Z104, can you let them know that the glitching is about to stop? We predict. We can see into the future. It's about to stop.
That's fine. Or you can let them know an hour from now because you just did.
It's too late. It's too late. Also, I'm the how do I cook chicken parm guy. Hey, Brody, you're the expert when it comes to getting satisfaction with customer service. You're the go-to guy for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and now our listeners are tweeting me and emailing me every one of their problems, and I am now for free offering my services to them and telling them how to get free dessert. So, wow. And 95% win. So.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, thank you, Brody. Thanks for being on the front lines. I appreciate it. Hold on 1 second. We got Cindy on line one. Hello, Cindy. What's going on?
Can we just rewind this conversation for a moment? I want to know, in this day and age, with the 500 ways there are to make bongs, who's still rolling joints?
I know.
Everybody.
You know, a lot of people, see, a lot of people still like the old-fashioned joint rolling thing. Bongs,
oh, yeah.
You know, I used to make bongs. I could make a bong out of anything.
I have a jack-o'-lantern in my front yard. I'm going to use it this weekend.
There you go.
That's inventive. Yeah, that's good.
This is going to be a weird one. We actually used an entire house where we poked holes in the holes were already poked in the walls, and we were smoking through the walls. So we were, like, smoking through the house was like a big bong.
I'm assuming that's a foreclosure. Oh, my God.
I know. Well, I know, but you know, most people are doing edibles these days, and the thing is, they make me fall asleep. I'm just an old hag. I'm not fun anymore.
So scary. Rolling it actually keeps you awake. It's like the anticipation.
Yeah, this is getting way too deep into the marijuana conversation. But listen, thank you for listening to us.
Cindy, love you guys.
Love you more. Have a great day. Yeah, Danielle. Did you, may I ask you, did you vote against legalization of marijuana?
Of course I did.
Oh, Danielle.
100%. I have children. I'm sorry.
She has a whole different perspective.
Right, I have a whole different perspective.
I'm with you. So. I'm with you, Danielle. I support you.
I'm in Michigan right now where it's all very legal, completely recreationally. And this is how they're actually selling it here. I don't know if you guys can see it, but it's a little like pull-out box of perfectly rolled joints.
Oh, my God. That's like a European cigarette box.
Isn't it? I know. They're so cute.
How much was that?
This one, I think, was $25.
Jeez.
Yeah, not bad. Huh.
Jessica is the go-to person on line 24. Jessica, people come to you for what reason?
To help calm them down when they're on a bad trip.
Oh, like are we back to drugs again?
I think we are.
Like a trip?
Like a trippy trip? Like a hallucinogenic trip?
Yeah, like if they ate some special mushrooms.
Or like a trip to Niagara Falls, it was just kind of boring.
They got lost.
No, that would be a little more interesting, though.
So what do you do? I mean, do you actually sort of try to hypnotize them or bring them back to reality? How do you handle this?
I actually help them with mindfulness techniques. I help ground themselves, and I have them tell me what's going on and have them flip what's going on in their mind, I guess.
You know what's interesting about this, Jessica, is I don't think people need to be on some sort of acid trip for that to help them. Mindfulness is such a powerful, powerful thing. And I bet any of us who are going through a bad trip, meaning a bad day, lots of anxiety, tension, I'm sure whatever techniques you're using for the drug thing could work for anyone, right? A little bit?
I mean, I guess I personally never tried any of those, so I don't know why my friends rely on me, but they do.
You sound as if you're very well grounded. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Mm. Maybe a little bit.
You know, you should probably go into business. Call me now if you're on a bad trip, you know. Get their credit card number and go to town. All right, well, thank you for listening.
I'll start working on a good catchphrase.
You should do that. You need a good PR firm. Thank you for listening to us, Jessica. Wow, this is a strange conversation.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like 15 years ago, we would never be talking about any of this on our show.
You know that some of my friends didn't even know that bill was on there? Like I said, so what did you vote for that? And they were like, I didn't even know that was on there.
It was on the reverse side,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It was on the reverse side. And so they were like, I didn't even flip it over. Or I didn't even. I'm like, great. Okay, great.
Well, there you have it.
What are you going to
do? Hey, is it time for three things we need to know? The news is always changing. I hope you're keeping up with it, Gandhi. Are you doing last night's stories?
Yes, I'm trying. Last night. No. I will keep you up to date with everything as it unfolds. So right now, Joe Biden is within striking distance from winning the presidency. He won the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin yesterday. If he wins Arizona, that would push his electoral vote total to 264, which is just six short of the 270 needed. He had a slim lead in Nevada as counting continued yesterday evening, but election officials say they don't expect to report further results until at least later this evening. In the meantime, President Trump's campaign is filing lawsuits to stop the vote count in Pennsylvania. A statement from the Trump campaign says the vote count must stop until there is meaningful transparency and that Republicans must be able to ensure that all counting is done above board and by the law. The statement went on to call Pennsylvania's Secretary of State unhinged and a member of the radical left. The Trump campaign is also filing lawsuits over the vote counts in Michigan as well as Wisconsin. Coronavirus infection rates continue to smash records in the United States with over 100,000 new cases reported just yesterday. That's according to information released by the COVID Tracking Project, where they say 18 states saw record hospitalizations. Over 1,100 deaths were also recorded. That makes the total death count in the U.S. over 233,000 since the pandemic began. And medical experts are saying don't stop following those CDC guidelines because that's a huge part of why things are climbing. People are getting fatigued. They're not wearing their masks. They're stopping social distancing, hanging out with people, not washing their hands. So don't do that. Continue to follow the guidelines. And finally, engineers at Purdue University think that they've come up with something really cool, and it's going to eliminate air conditioners altogether. What? They say it's a new cooling paint. Yeah.
What?
They say it's a revolutionary white paint that can reportedly keep surfaces up to 18 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than their normal temperature. It absorbs almost no solar energy and actually sends heat away from the surface it's covering. Researchers say it's kind of like turning any space into a refrigerator, only without the energy cost. How cool is that? It would be amazing if that actually works. So
this is like the thermos. The thermos. Yeah. I never figured out how a thermos could, you know, keep things hot in the cold and things cold in the hot.
Right? It's crazy. Just magical.
It's beyond my. I don't know. How do it know? It's beyond. It's beyond anything I can figure out. All right, Gandhi. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
By the way, everyone who's texting in and offering me ideas of better pot to smoke so I don't fall asleep. Thank you. I don't really smoke pot anymore. I'm going to leave that to you. That's more for you to have. I don't need it. I'm high on life, but I appreciate it. Norma, one more person we need to talk to on line 24. We're talking about who you're the go-to person for who, and what are they looking for, Norma?
Oh, hi, Elvis.
Well, hello.
I was the go-to person in high school because I could copy the principal's signature, so they would come to me when they wanted to get released from school.
Your signature. Wow. You could play. You could actually write.
I could copy the principal's signatures. Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow.
And you're very proud of this still to this day. I love that.
I am. I was kind of nerdy, so no one would ever suspect I would have done something like that. So I got away with it many times.
It's the nerdy ones that you should watch out for. Those are the those are the partiers. We love them. All right. Thanks for listening, Norma. Go have a great day.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Thanks for being had. We appreciate it. All right. Let's take a break. Your $1,000 Hello Tushy free money phone tap coming up for you next.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I don't know if we should play this phone tap.
It's old. It's very old.
I know, but you know, okay, we're about to play a phone tap. It's a Danielle phone tap, and this is from the days before COVID.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, where she plays someone who's obviously very sick and coughing a lot. I just think it's disturbing to hear someone cough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Last time we did one of these Danielle is sick phone taps, we got yelled at. Don't you know there's a COVID pandemic going on? Right.
The problem is I've got so many of these.
And you know, Elvis, context is everything. You just said it right there. This was recorded during non-COVID times.
And only that, she's on the phone. You're not giving it to anybody on the phone.
That's true.
It's not,
But I'm telling them that I still want to come, even though
you're catering.
Really sick.
It's just, isn't it so funny that 8 months into this, the sound of a cough means something totally different.
Totally.
Now. It does.
Yep. I was at the grocery store the other day, and the guy in the next aisle, he coughed, and there was something that he was like a cough sneeze, and I needed something in that aisle. I'm like, oh, I'll go back to that aisle later. Yep. let those vid germs spread before I go over there.
All right, so it's against, I'm just telling you now, it's against my better judgment to play this phone tap. I'm just letting it be known. This is more proof that I'm not the boss. I don't make the decisions around here. We're going to play this phone tap, and you're just going to have to remember it was recorded a long time before COVID was around. But, you know, we still had colds and flus back then.
Yeah, totally.
You know, it didn't bother us. All right. Well, this is the Hello Tushy free money phone tap. Let's do it.
You got any money?
The free money phone tap.
Go to hellotushy.com/Elvis. You get 10% off your order plus free shipping if you use the code Elvis. It's so cool. It's only $79. We love Hello Tushy. It's the most fabulous bidet that you hook up yourself, and it just cleans your ride out.
Yeah.
Or off. Cleans you off.
It's clean. It's environmentally friendly. I just love it. And I know it's a really weird thing for us to talk about how much we love it, but I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world. Try wiping normally, then try the Tushy, and you're going to be changed for life.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Seriously. Why would you wipe up any... Like, if you need to clean up on aisle four, why would you use a dry towel when you would use the power of water? Right, Frog?
Yeah, you don't want to clean up a spill with a dry rag. You want, you know, some water to help clean up.
Exactly.
So I think you understand what we're saying. Hello, Tushy. We love you. My Tushy's hook connected. I use it every morning. It just puts a smile on my face. I sometimes use it for like 15 or 20 minutes. Part of me is still upstairs, sitting right there. And by the way, they also now have the Tushy stand and tissues. Now, when you're done using your Tushy to freshen up, you need a little dab. They have the softest, most flushable, most sustainable four-ply bamboo tissues known to man with a little stand that dispenses one at a time. So it's great. You're going to save a lot of money on toilet tissue every year. It's fabulous. So be caller 100 now with the free money phone tap. 1-800-242-0100. We'll give you $1,000 thanks to Tushy. And also, we'll give you your very own Tushy bidet. It's fabulous. That's a great drag name.
Oh, Tushy bidet.
Tushy bidet. It is.
Please,
welcome to the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Tushy bidet.
Yay.
All right. Again, go to hellotushy.com/Elvis. Get 10% off your order plus free shipping. And then it says use the code Elvis. Oh, do you have to do both? I don't understand. This isn't making sense. We'll get an answer on that. Okay, here we go. Here's your phone tap.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
I love a good Danielle phone tap.
Thank you.
I'm hoping this is one of them.
I hope so, too.
All right, Danielle, what's it all about?
All right, so Kim is being phone tapped by her sister, Kelly. I am the caterer. Her dad's having a birthday party, and it's tonight. And, of course, I'm coming, but I don't sound very well.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's scare them a little bit with Danielle's phone tap. Listen in.
Hello?
I'm looking for Kim or Kelly, please.
Yep, this is she. This is Kim.
Oh, hi, Kim. this is Amanda. I'm calling you from Sarah Elk Catering. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm good. No, I have allergies. I just have allergies. I just wanted to confirm the address for the party tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the cleanup and I'm going to help serve and everything, but they didn't give me an address when they booked me, so I just wanted to make sure like I had the right address.
Oh, okay. are you sure you're not sick?
No. I have allergies. Just allergies. No big deal.
My father cannot get sick, and that's who we're having the birthday for.
Oh, don't worry. But like I said, I'm not sick. It's just allergies, so he'll be fine.
Right. Okay, you sound awful. I'm sorry. I'm sure they're just allergies, but I can't have you coughing around with my dad. I'm sorry.
Oh, but you know what? It's fine. I'll wear gloves, and I won't breathe on anybody if that's what you want. But I'm really good. Like, when they come to the door, I'm always like, hi, how are you? Welcome to the party.
You can't even get through a sentence. I'm not going to let you near my dad.
You don't live in the house with me. You don't know what I'm allergic to. I'm allergic to so many things.
Oh, my God. You sound like you have bronchitis or something.
Oh, by the way, I'm allergic to cheese. Are you serving cheese at the party? Because I've got to make sure I don't touch the cheese.
You're allergic to cheese and you're a caterer?
If I wear gloves, I'd be all right.
Are you joking me right now? You know what? I cannot deal with this. I'm so busy. I have to hire a new caterer now, so I gotta
Why
go.
Would you have to hire a new caterer? I don't understand. I won't go near your dad. It's not like I'm going to give him a lap dance for his birthday or anything.
You're not working for us tonight, all right? You're let go.
I can't be let go. I need the money. You can't do that to me.
This is like the busiest day of my life. I don't have time for this.
I could have booked another party, and I did. I put my time aside. You can't.
Don't call me again. Oh, my God. You're a psycho. Please leave me alone.
I won't breathe on your father, I promise.
Leave my family alone. I have a very important day that I'm planning, and I do not need to take calls from like you. Do not call me again. Do you understand me?
Well, then just give me the address, and I won't have to call you.
I'm not giving you the address.
I'll call the catering company and get it myself. She is not happy. She's stressed today, huh?
Yeah, she's really stressed.
All right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to just call her, and then hopefully she'll tell you what just went down, okay? So I'm just listening in now. This is all you, okay?
Thank you. Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my God. This has been the worst day of my life.
I'm calling to see if you want me to pick anything up.
Yeah, I want you to pick up a caterer. The caterer called, and she was coughing and, like, disgusting. Oh, God, you wouldn't believe this woman.
Oh, my God. Well, is she coming?
God, no. I fired her. No, we need a new caterer.
Why did you fire the caterer? At least why didn't you get her boss and get some help? Fired her.
Why don't you call? Why don't you get off your ass and make the phone call yourself? I'm sick of dealing with this.
I'm
doing all the work.
I'm in the car asking for what you need.
I'm not even talking to you anymore.
Maybe I should call Elvis Duran. He might be available to cater the party.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What?
It's Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran on the Morning Show. You got phone tapped.
No. Oh, my God. You piss me off so much. I hate you guys. Elvis Duran
phone tap. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for getting me through that phone tap. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry.
Seriously. Oh, God. All right. Keep in mind, that was recorded long before the COVID.
Yes.
Anyway. Thank you, Danielle, I guess. That was your free money phone tap. Let's go see Tracy on line 13. Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
Guess what?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Now that we have the niceties out of the way, let me just be very frank. You just won $1,000.
Woo!
Yay! Woo!
Whoa. Oh. Oh. It was definitely an ow. Ow.
You got $1,000. It's the free money phone tap. Congratulations, Tracy.
Thank you.
But there's more.
I'm so excited.
Well, it's time for more excitement. You also won your very own tushy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Enjoy Hello? That tushy. You're going to love it. It's going to clean you right out.
I know. I can't wait to use it.
I know. It's fabulous. Awesome. I shouldn't say it cleans you right out. It's not really supposed to go like that far, but you know what
cleans
I'm saying.
Cleans you up.
Yeah, he's clean you up. He's supposed to knock on the door. He's not supposed to come on in. Anyway, enjoy your cash. Hold on one second, Tracy. And thank you to our friends at Tushy. We love being partners with you again this week. If you go to hellotushy.com/Elvis, you get 10% off your order plus free shipping. It's fabulous. We love it. We love our Tushies. And thanks to them, another $1,000 free money phone tap tomorrow. Shut up, Froggy.
I just thought of something.
Why? Can you say
that? You know
how
when it's on? Okay, you know how you have it turned on? And when the toilet's running to refill the tank while you flushed? It's not as like it's the water pressure is not as strong,
right?
But once the water shuts off to refill the tank, it's like whoa! It's like lifts you off the bowl. Off. Yeah.
No,
it's
you
like
get
a,
lift
it's like
off.
A pressure washer. Yeah, it's like yes, it's nice.
It's like you're right there at Cape Canaveral. You're lifting off for outer space.
It cleans everything.
It really does. So again, go to hellotushy.com/Elvis. It's so important you do that. Danielle, you ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Danielle, what do you have this hour?
All right. So Jeff and Lauren Lowe, you remember them. They took over Tiger King Zoo.
Yes.
And it looks like they're about to sign a deal to make an X-rated video with 3 sex scenes. One with the two of them.
No.
Yeah. One with the two of them, one with another woman, and one with another guy. Yeah.
Oh.
You don't
Thank God,
that?
I thought you were going to say an animal. I was like, no, please, God.
That's illegal, Gandhi.
Wouldn't be surprised with those.
Thank God.
Guys, Borat 2 is already the second most streamed movie in America. Congratulations
You know
to
why?
Borat
they
2.
They supported election coverage tonight on CNN.
That's
very nice.
Hamilton,
very nice.
Hamilton is actually Hamilton is actually number one, so congratulations. Oh, I just dropped everything. Hamilton is number one. Congratulations. Gucci Mane and his wife are expecting a baby boy. It is his second child and his wife's fourth. No word on the due date yet, but I'll keep you posted. More details are coming out about the death of DaBaby's brother, Glenn. Mm-hmm. So originally they were saying that he committed suicide, but now it looks like it might be something different. Police are saying that they received a call about an assault with a deadly weapon, and then when they got there, they found him dead from a gunshot wound. So they are still investigating this. So, of course, our best is going out to DaBaby. We've been following the conservatorship of Britney Spears, right? She doesn't want her dad in charge anymore. Well, her lawyer is actually trying to make it happen to get her dad off the case because her dad hired a new business manager after the old one retired or stopped working for her, but didn't tell Britney and didn't tell Britney how much that they were going to pay this new person. So Britney's not like in the loop for things, and they're saying this is not good for her. You need to keep her in the loop. So they're actually trying to get rid of the dad. So we'll see if that happened. Lady Gaga voted for Biden, but her dad voted for Donald Trump. And this is like a big story everywhere because if you saw the Trump rally the other day, he didn't say such great things about Gaga. So a lot of people were like, how could your dad go and vote for someone? Blah, blah, blah. So here's a big story that's out there today, just letting you know. Sam Smith's new pop album came out last week, and Sam was very concerned because he said it was a departure from what he usually brings us. Usually, it's not pop music. So he was a little nervous, but I think people are accepting it. I think they're loving the pop music from him. And Nikki Bella says that she dreams about her exes and that it actually helps with her relationship with Artem. She was talking about this in her podcast, and she said she has coffee with her exes in her dreams. Like, they sit down, they chat, they have coffee, and she said, for some reason, reuniting with them is really helping my relationship in real life. So strange, but I don't know. Do you guys have dreams about your exes ever?
No.
No.
No. Not in a good way.
That would be classified as a nightmare.
Okay. Tonight,
Danielle, I have dreams about your exes sometimes.
Do you? Oh,
hello.
Good for you. Good for you. The Bachelorette is on tonight. Young Sheldon, the sneak peek, season premiere of that. Mom, the season premiere of that. You've got football, the Packers and the Niners. And, of course, keeping up with the Kardashians. And that's my Danielle report.
You know, not only is it National Redhead Appreciation Day, it's National Donut Day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind a little donut right now. I may have to roll down to Dunkin' and find me something donutty. Now, if I get an apple fritter, is that considered a donut? I don't know.
Sure.
Oh, I consider it one.
To me, a donut is round with a hole in it.
Oh, well, then no.
I don't know. The donut, as we know it today, supposedly came to Manhattan under the Dutch name of oliekoeks, meaning oily cakes.
Oh, really?
Shut me up.
Oily cakes.
Donut, D-O-U-G-H is the more traditional spelling, but we now have shortened it to donut, D-O-N-U-T. And it may have been created by mistake. One story reportedly tells of a cow who kicked over a pot of oil into a mixture of pastry.
Thank you, cow.
So interesting. Donut day. Crawlers are good, too. Into
Ooh,
them?
Crawlers.
Oh, yeah. French crawler. Mm.
All right. So National Donut Day. Enjoy your donuts. Anyone have anything to add to that?
No, I just want a donut for us.
I know.
With frosting on it. I love frosted ones.
Yes, Gary.
You just defined donut as round with a hole. But Boston cream donuts don't have holes in them. They have cream. Is anything cream or jelly filled, can it be considered a donut?
I guess so. Yeah, it does say yes. So we can
I know you
on.
Don't want to go down this road.
No, I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to be offended if you think it has to be round with a hole in it or not. I don't care. Yeah. But a bagel is different.
Oh,
a bagel has to be round, has to have a hole in it.
So a bagel's not a sugar-free donut?
No. Do you do what I do, by the way, when you go to get your donut? Look for which is the biggest one and go, I'll have that one.
Yes, you have to pick it.
That one looks bigger. It's like, can I have that one?
It's like picking a lobster.
Yes. I'll take the biggest.
Oh, Lord. So, you know, Dolly Parton, we had a little conversation with her late yesterday, and we're going to play it for you today. It was great talking to her. I'm just letting you know, she is one of my most favorite people on earth. And I can't really tell you why. She just is.
She's happy. She's so sweet. Radiates happiness.
Yeah, she just has like a vibe about her that you want to be around her.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
Yeah, Nate.
She's an icon. Like, yes. I don't know if people realize this, but she's been around through everything, and she's set the tone for music, period. Not even just like country music, but like just music, period. All of these people look up to her. It's crazy.
And of course, one of my favorite films of all time, 9 to 5.
Oh, you know, yeah.
But the other Dolly Parton one I love was Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I love
Reynolds.
It.
Oh, Steel Magnolias. What a great movie.
I know. Yeah, Steel Magnolias. She played the hairdresser friend.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people don't know, they don't know that I Will Always Love You, the huge hit from Whitney Houston, was written and originally performed by Dolly Parton.
Shut up! I didn't know that.
She wrote that. She wrote that song, and she sang it in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, the movie.
Yeah. Huh. And she wrote that song in that, or Jolene, I think, if I'm not mistaken, like the same afternoon in like 2 hours. Like, she wrote two huge, massive hits.
And she brought us Dollywood. Hello. Anyway, obviously, we have a lot of love for Dolly Parton. She has a Christmas album out. We're going to talk to her about that coming up in like 40 minutes, I guess-ish.
Yeah.
And we're going to play her song. She did a song with Michael Bublé.
Who we love as well.
And I can't believe I told her the story about me unzipping his pants with my teeth.
I can.
But anyway.
And she said she was going to tell Michael because she was spending the day with him.
Oh, no, he remembers. Don't you remember? Anyway, you'll hear that story and many more with Dolly Parton coming up at 20 after the next hour. We got to take a break. We're back after this.
Hey, I'm a brand new listener. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Here's something you can do right now to save money. Get Honey. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/direct.
Hey, can I say something?
Attenzione! Attenzione!
Attention!
You gotta hear this. This is hilarious.
Oh, God!
Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming here.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys. I hear you every morning.
By the way, I just laughed and a booger came out of
my mouth. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Well, 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 look what the cat dragged in. These creatures. There's Gandhi, there's Danielle, there's Froggy, there's Scary, there's Straight Nate, there's Scotty B. Producer Sam checks in and out. Can you get her on the line? We're about to go around the room. She needs to be on. Also later this hour, the one and only legend, Dolly Parton, is going to be on with us.
Yes.
Hey, so, interesting question from Nate.
Yeah.
If he's drinking a non-alcoholic beer, can he drive and drink it?
Yeah.
Yes.
We had Heineken drop off some 0.0, which I'm assuming is like zero alcohol because it's 0.0. And I'm thinking, I need to be refreshed on my drive home. Why don't I just crack one of those open?
I thought there was still a little alcohol in non-alcoholic.
No, it says 0.0.
Not in this one. Yeah. This one's okay. There's nothing.
Here's my thing. I'm not going to be driving around drinking what looks like an alcoholic beverage, even though it's not, because I just don't want to be pulled over.
Like, for instance, I'm working. Why can't I have it now?
You can
have it now. Well, that's a stupid question. We do shots while we're drinking. I don't know.
Yeah, but
while we're working.
If it's 0.0 and you walked up to somebody's desk at the office, you saw them drinking this, wouldn't you think they're getting trash? I could just drink it as a beverage.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. If you want to drink, you know, where we work, you can do whatever you want. We don't care if you're drinking.
Wouldn't people judge me though? If Bob Pittman walked by my desk and saw me drinking a beer?
No.
Yeah.
No, no, he wouldn't, because they're partners of ours. He would do anything to support them. Absolutely. What's scary?
I just want to apply mere logic to the situation. The answer is yes. You can have an open container. You can drive with it. You can drink it, because by definition, you get in trouble and when you get drunk. And the fact that there's no liquor in it at all, not one bit of alcohol, we could pop one. Listen, you may get pulled over because of the optics of it. Like, oh, he's drinking a beer.
Right.
But you're
okay.
Not going to get in trouble. There will be no ticket. There's no way.
Gotcha. Scotty B says... that's not true.
Well, I see conflicting reports online. There's a lawyer's office here that says under the law, an alcoholic beverage includes any beer, spirit, malt beverage, or wine. It also includes non-alcoholic beer.
But then there is a commercial on TV. Haven't you guys seen the commercial where the cop pulls the guy over in his convertible drinking a beer, and he shows him the bottle, and he's like, oh, never mind, and he walks away.
Oh, really?
It's a TV commercial, so I don't know if we should be... using that as legal basis for anything, but
maybe it's state by state. Who knows?
Well, I don't know.
I guess you just have to try on your way home and see what happens.
No, my point is why even jinx it? Why?
Right.
Because if they see you drinking what looks like to be a beer, they're going to pull you over. Do you really need that in your life?
No.
Yeah, but then I can look at them and go, ha ha.
Why do you want to do
why
that?
Why do you want to do that?
I don't know.
When they could be spending their time, you know, doing things that are important. Right. I think that's really a waste of our police officers'
that's
time.
That's exactly it.
Scary. By the way, that was scary. Once again, scary saying something that does not represent what the rest of us think.
Stupid.
That's my favorite.
Anyway, what's that, Froggy?
You're exactly right. They could be doing other things.
Yeah.
You remember my beer can story?
I'm sorry. You used to call that guy beer can. Remember him?
Yes. No, I remember the first can that I drank the whole entire thing when I was 21. I saved the beer can, and I put it in my glove compartment. I don't know why. And then I was accidentally going the wrong way down a street, and the police pulled me over. And when I went in my glove compartment to pull out my license and registration stuff, the beer can fell out, and I had to explain it to the guy. I'm like, officer, this is from a party I was at, and I was 21. And I was excited. I kept the can. And he said, this is the most ridiculous story. There's no way you made this up. So he knew I was sober. He's like, just go ahead. Be careful.
The most Daniel part of the story was you were driving the wrong way down the street.
I was. It was actually, it was in Central Park.
Oh, jeez.
The wrong way down the road in Central Park.
In Central Park? Oh, yes. how embarrassing. The whole world, even the horses are laughing at you. So I guess the fastest way to get an answer to this is it's probably different depending on the amount or percentage of alcohol in the non-alcoholic beer and also what state you're in, I'm assuming. I don't know. I don't know. What's scary? What are you going to say now that's going to embarrass us?
It's just this makes zero sense. Zero sense. This person just calls, texts and says that you have to be 21 to buy it and they still ID you. There's no liquor in it.
Well, hold on. Is that true?
Yes. It's
so okay. Why? What's the logic there? I wonder. I mean, I can sort of see why they would. I don't know why.
It's like root beer or birch beer. Same thing.
Go to line 2, Scary. Scary, turn your mic off for just a minute. Let's go to line 2 and talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Good, Elvis. How are you? Good morning.
We're fine. And by the way, none of us are attorneys. None of us are lawmakers. We don't know what we're talking about. We're just having a conversation. Right. I just want that to be very clear. Mm-hmm. So whatever we say or whatever Mike may say, do not take it as law. It's just what they think. With that said, Mike, what did you want to add to this conversation?
So I was a waiter, a server, and a bartender for many years. I just got out of that industry not too long ago before the pandemic. But right before I got out of it, they actually came out with that specific beer, the 0.0. That specific one, they actually came in, representatives came in and trained us on it and told us that you're supposed to be able to basically do anything with that. Now, that's not to say that you won't get pulled over, but they went as far as pregnant women can have it, children can have it, stuff like that, and it's supposed to be the first true non-alcoholic beer versus other ones that still have a point, blah, blah, blah,
right. you know, alcohol content to it.
Hey, so, Mike, let me ask you this. See, Brody is telling us in the text room that they don't want kids getting used to the taste of it. It's like a gateway beer, I guess. I don't know. There's like a billion different ways to approach this. There's so many different perspectives. Again, nothing we're saying or nothing that's on this show is fact. I want to be made. We're not even trying to make sure it's fact or not. We're just letting you know this is right. what we're hearing. It's just all hearsay. But Mike, thank you. Right. Now, why did you decide to leave the bar business?
It was right before the pandemic, and it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, and everything had slowed down. Yeah. Obviously, businesses were shutting down, sales, even before things shut down here in New Jersey.
So wait, hold on. So the pandemic had just started, is what you're saying?
Right, correct. Oh, okay, it was back in like February and March-ish.
I got to say, I bet you still have a lot of friends who are looking for work, you know. So many of our friends.
Oh yeah.
So many of our friends in the bar business, in the restaurant business, and we have many. I just feel awful. I feel awful in many businesses, not just theirs. But anyway, Mike, thank you for calling, and I hope you get back into it one day when it's a good place to be.
Thank you, Elvis, and thank you for everything that you guys do. You guys keep me laughing every day, and you keep everybody else laughing. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day. No one's laughing right now for some reason. No. I don't know. It was an interesting question. You know, when you're doing a show, a live show, and you're like, oh, here's an interesting question. Let's throw this out there and see what happens. Sometimes it really goes down a dark path. It's like, I don't know. Because people are accusing us of all sorts of things online right now. And no, stop it. Relax. I'll give you a list of other things you should be upset about today.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there are plenty.
Yeah, get off my ass. This is not it. Oh, Lord. Let's go around the room. Hopefully you guys have something fun to say. If not, something provocative and something that'll make us think. We'll start with you, Froggy. What's on your mind today?
You know, it's great to see that the apple does not far fall from the tree.
Fall far from the tree?
Yes, whatever I said. is that not what I guess I didn't. I don't know.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. So my son is, this morning, his iPhone is coming, his new iPhone, because he ordered one of the just the regular iPhone 12s because he was doing an upgrade. He was on his iPhone, I think, 9. So he was doing an upgrade. This morning, he is pacing by the door. He is all over it. He is waiting for the FedEx guy to get here and drop off his phone.
He's excited.
And I see a little bit of myself in him. And I just told him, I said, you know how ridiculous you look? And he looked at me and he goes, really? Where do you think I got this from? I'm like, okay, good point. Never mind. Go ahead. Go on about your day. His whole day revolves around when his phone gets here.
It's exciting. We're always looking for reasons to celebrate. He's celebrating. He's getting a new phone. I get it.
Yes. He's so excited today.
Good for him.
The old apple and tree.
We all need a good delivery today. Hey, yeah, Danielle, what's up with you? I'm sure you have something being delivered today.
So, of course I do, and every single day. But it's all Christmas presents now, so it's okay. Yes. So, oh my gosh.
For yourself.
I am not for... one for me, one for you. Shut up. So, I am obsessed. This started, I don't know how many years ago, but I don't know if you go into a CVS or like a store like that, they have those chocolate marshmallow, like at Halloween pumpkins. And it's like one in a foil wrapper. Well, now they have the chocolate marshmallow Santas. Oh my gosh. And they put them right when you're online to pay. And I'm like, oh, I'll just have one of these.
You don't feel guilty eating Santa Claus's head off?
I don't. Not at all. Those are the best things in the world.
Those are great. I love those marshmallow filled. And you know, I always think of you and Sheldon during Malamar season.
Yes. You know, that's his favorite. Malamar season.
And our friend Dr. Kathy sent me some Malamars the other day. They're so good. Thank you, Dr. Kathy. Speaking of, do you remember that year I brought back some Easter chocolates from that incredible chocolate store in Santa Fe, and in the box were there, I kid you not, chocolate Jesuses. Oh. I'm thinking, I just don't think I could eat that. I felt weird eating a baby or a Jesus. It wasn't a baby Jesus, it was a full grown Jesus. And so I'm like, then someone said, it's a piece of chocolate. I went, no, it represents something a little bigger than that. So did you guys end up eating yours?
I would always eat the chocolate. I feel the same way you feel about the goldfish crackers because they have a smiley little face and then you're just sticking them in your mouth and destroying them. I'm like, why do they have to smile though? This is horrible.
It's so we humanize these things that aren't, you know. All right, Gandhi, what's on your mind today?
I want to say, Danielle, I love you so much, but I think you're making my lizard hate me. Because I'm trying to keep up with Tonka. So Tonka just got an awesome little hoodie. He looks amazing in this little hoodie, by the way. So I see these pictures of Tonka in a hoodie, and I'm like, there's a little doll dress in the basement that I saw. I'm just going to go take it and see if Kush will at all deal with this. No. There's not a chance in hell. He scampers off. He turns around and hisses at me and makes these faces.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just sitting there with the dress like, please, you can wear it. Come on. Come on. No. So Tonka is making, and Danielle are making those hate me, but I love you.
Look, you know, I don't know a lot about animals, but I just get this weird feeling that putting a costume on a lizard is, I don't think that they're built for that.
No, he doesn't want it. I was very careful, and right. I carefully put his hoodie on. It's made for lizards. It's a lizard hoodie.
Okay, all right. Scary. What's on your mind today?
I guess text messages can get lost in cyberspace or wherever and never get delivered because when I was making the switch from my old iPhone to the new one, they were turning on the 5G service. I had a lot of trouble, and there was about a 24-hour delay where I had nothing. And then I turned the phone on, and now I'm up to three or four people now that are telling me that they texted me, and they're showing me screenshots that we had conversations going to me, and that said delivered, never got delivered. And I'm thinking that somewhere down the line, about 2 years from now, all those texts are just going to start rushing into my phone. But it's crazy. You can't get...
That happens to me all the time. There are texts that don't go through or don't come in. And then I'll get yelled at. Why didn't you answer my text? I'm like, you didn't send me one. And I'll have to go back and do a screenshot of their last text and it's not there.
It's true.
Then it's like, well, how'd you get that deleted so it makes it look like I didn't text you?
I'm
like,
exactly. Okay,
stop deleting it.
Hey, Straight Nate, what's on your mind today?
Is it awkward to pay your friends? I say this because... our contractor that's doing work on our house, his name's Wayne, and he's like the nicest guy, and I feel like he's becoming my friend, so it's going to be awkward when I have to pay him money to do work.
Well, believe me, it'll be awkward when you don't pay him. So
yeah, it'll be way weirder not to.
Probably go ahead and pay that.
Yeah, I just don't know if like I should be friends with him or treat him like he's doing work on my house.
You can do both. You can separate the two.
Okay.
Absolutely, you can.
All right.
Does he think that you're friends, or do you just think that you're friends?
I think I'm friends with everybody, so I mean...
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Go figure.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a good friend who you decide to agree to do business with, and then they say, you're my friend, I'm not going to charge you? See, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that either.
I don't care if we're best of friends or family members. I have to pay you.
Yeah.
I must pay you.
I know.
That's nice.
Maybe I just pay him now... so that I can be his friend later.
Yeah, I think you're really overthinking this.
I
mean, is it just me?
I get it.
I think it's just me. So exciting that we have the one and only legend of the world, Dolly Parton. She's going to be on the show in like 30 minutes. And some people say, God, that seems like sort of a departure from the kind of interview you'd rather do. No, we interview interesting people. I don't care where they're from or what they do. And she's so, so loved. How can we go wrong? It's going to be ratings, huge, huge ratings. Massive. I can't wait to get her on. Let's get into the three things you need to know from Gandhi. Oh, Gandhi, what's going on? What's the latest?
Joe Biden is asking for patience as votes continue to be counted to see who will be the next president. He took both Michigan and Wisconsin yesterday and is currently leading in Arizona and Nevada. At the same time, President Trump's campaign is now filing lawsuits to stop the vote count in Pennsylvania, saying that Republicans must be able to ensure that all counting is done above board and by the law. His campaign also called Pennsylvania's Secretary of State an unhinged member of the radical left. The Trump campaign is also filing lawsuits over the vote counts in Michigan and Wisconsin as well. As COVID-19 infection rates continue to break records here in the U.S., the head of the CDC now says it's a good time to develop a strategy to detect asymptomatic cases to help slow the spread. The U.S. recorded its five highest days of coronavirus cases in the past week, and now the death toll has passed 233,000. So we remind you, keep following the CDC guidelines. And finally, how cool is this? New York man just completed an amazing milestone by voting in his 21st presidential election. If you do the math on that, that makes him very old.
How old is he?
He is 104 years old. He lives in Syracuse. He said his first vote ever was for Franklin Roosevelt.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Which term?
That's how old he is.
Wow.
I don't know. I didn't go to double check that. But He's not going to say who he voted for. He says he's too much of a gentleman to say anything bad about either candidate, but he wants us to know JFK was his absolute favorite and reminds us that there's no excuse not to vote. He's 104, and he went out and did it.
Wow.
Those are your three things. I know.
He's probably still voting for JFK.
He might be.
A write-in. All right, thank you, Gandhi. Let's take a break. We're back after this.
In the course of an hour, we just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Danielle. You know everybody has their own little quirks when it comes to feeling better. Well, one of your go-tos should be the calming, cooling scent of Vicks VapoRub. Families trust Vicks VapoRub, including mine, for that soothing relief. It's always there for you.
Live from the Mercedes-AMG Interview Lounge.
We always have a great time with him.
Let's bring her in and talk to her.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
And good morning, Dolly Parton. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, good morning to you. I've always wanted to talk to Elvis.
Well, you got one of us anyway. Dolly.
I know. I got the one that I need the most right now. How are you?
Well, we are doing fine. I want to tell you a little something. We're recording this after our regular show to run back tomorrow. And usually at this time, everyone has cleared out and I'm here by myself. But everyone stuck around knowing that you were going to be calling in today. Gandhi's here and,
yes.
And Danielle and Froggy and Scary, all of us. So we love you, Dolly. Just want to start off with
that. If I got Gandhi and Elvis in the same room, that's pretty good.
Good point.
It's actually your lucky day, too. Hey, we have so much to talk to you about.
Well, we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about, so
yes.
We'll just get started.
Absolutely. So honored to have you here. Let's start with Holly Dolly Christmas, which it came out in October. And do you have a love for Christmas music and holiday music more than other kinds of music? Is there something about it that just turns you on that makes you want to put a third album out?
Well, I think everybody loves Christmas, and I have always been, you're too young to remember, but all back in my young years in my career, I always did Christmas movies, a Christmas special every year for years and years and years. And so it had been a while since I'd had an album out. Of course, one of my favorite things ever was my album with Kenny Rogers. And, of course, that one plays every year. But I just was planning to do a new one so I could just do some of my favorites, maybe write a few originals, because every songwriter wants to think that they might be able to write some Christmas classics, some things that other people will record through the years. So, anyhow, I just got on it. And since there was nothing much to do, we were kind of locked down, I thought, well, I'm going to be productive. I'm not going to sit on my butt and do nothing. So I just got to work on it.
I love it. And I love the collaborations you have on your Holiday Christmas album with Billy Ray Cyrus, who is a good friend of ours, and Miley, another dear friend of ours, as yours as well. And Jimmy Fallon, love him, Willie Nelson, and also Michael Bublé, who, by the way, a little unknown fact, I pulled his zipper down with my teeth one time. Ask him about that story. But anyway.
Well, I'm going to talk to him today. For a long time, we're doing some Zoom calls together. What did you do?
I actually pulled his zipper down with my teeth. He actually, next time he came to visit, he put a padlock on his zipper so I couldn't get near it. Isn't that fun?
I'm going to let you do that today.
That's kind of sad. It's sad but true. But when it comes to, I love the other night when you were on with Steve Colbert and you actually sang a song and it made him tear up and cry. Is there a Christmas song, Dolly, that really brings you, if not to tears, close to tears when you hear it or sing it?
Well, I really love all those beautiful songs when, you know, like A Little Town of Bethlehem and Silent Night. One of my favorite songs to sing, though, is the Go Tell It on the Mountain. It doesn't, it's not a sad song. It's more joyful. But I love The Little Town of Bethlehem because I can just picture that and the sweetness of that and the meaning of that. So I would say that more than any. But on my new album, one that brought me to tears while I was singing it and has for since it came out a few years ago, is Mary, Did You Know? That song just really pulled at me. And I was recording it. I was just, I had tears and was emotional. And I think that kind of showed in my voice, too, a little bit.
Wow. I mean, you of all people, music has been a part of your life for, God, years and years and years and years. Can you imagine a life without your music? I mean, it is... It connects you to the real you and to other people. It's the universal language of love. and no one does it better than you. Hey, Danielle, did you have a question for Dolly?
Yeah, I would. Like, you're always such a positive person, so happy and everything. How do you stay that way?
Well, you know, you got to work at being happy just like you got to work at being miserable, which some people seem to. But I try to, you know, I try to have a good attitude. I think I was born with a happy heart. It's a tender one, and I hurt, you know, I hurt all over when I'm hurting. But I try to find the good in everything and in everybody. And if I see something going wrong, and if the day starts out bad, I think, well, now I can go through this day just catering to that, or I can just try to switch that around. So I just try to do that. It's just all about having a good attitude, I think. And I try to, you know, try to lift up people, and I try to lift myself up when I do that. It always, you know, helps me to feel like I'm helping somebody else.
Well, aww, you're succeeding today. By the way, if you're just turning us on, Dolly Parton's here. We're talking about her Holly Dolly Christmas album, which is available. In a few moments, I want to talk about your Netflix special. We've got to get into that. So much to talk about. And also, you know what I love? I love your imagination library. And is there a way we could contribute to that and help out with that?
Well, absolutely. All you ever got to do is just call the Dollywood Foundation, you know, just Dollywood, the imaginationlibrary.com. And it's, you know, that comes out of Dollywood. You know, our foundation is there. But yes, you know, it's really something that I'm really proud of. And the way that we keep it going is people just making donations and the community getting involved, like a lot of businesses and banks and, you know, the community just making, you know, making sure that it stays on its feet. And I do concerts, and of course I make donations and all that. But we have given away, as you probably know, almost 150 million books since we started 25 years ago, and it's all over the world now, in different parts of the world. So it's a really good program, and I'm as proud of that as anything I've ever been involved in.
Well, tell you what, we're going to go to your Dollywood Foundation website, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, a book gifting organization that sends over 1 million free books to children every single month. That is overwhelmingly cool. Talk about leaving a legacy. You're leaving so many different types of legacies. And we're going to make a contribution for $5,000 today, and just to keep it rolling. We want to help out.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hey, Froggy, you have something to say to Dolly?
I can't be the only person that ever thought this. When I was a child, and you and Kenny Rogers had put out Islands in the Stream, as a kid, for some reason, and I found out that our executive producer, Nate, thought the same thing, I grew up my whole entire childhood thinking you and Kenny Rogers were married, and only to find out later that you weren't. Has anybody else ever told you that?
Yeah, people often said that. I said, yeah, we were married, but not to each other. But Kenny was so dear. I loved him to death. He was like a brother to me. We were just best pals. We were both warped and crazy and had a crazy sense of humor. We always had such a good time. And when he died, it was just like somebody in my family, you know, very dear to me, had passed away. But, of course, he'll always live on in all the great stuff he left behind, especially in all the great memories we made together.
Wow. Hey, Gandhi, did you have something to say to Dolly?
I just want to know, if I go to Dollywood when it's back up and running and everything is, you know, getting back to normal, am I going to see you there ever? What are the odds? Because I really would like that.
Well, what are the odds of you getting there? Or are you saying what are the odds of me being there?
What are the odds of you being there? Because I'll make it over there at some point, but I want you to be there too.
I'm there several times a year. Definitely I'm there for the big opening, like when we open in the spring and we have our Festival of Nations. I'm there for like a whole week, pretty much, like in March and April. And so there's a good chance that I may be there. I'd love you to come. It's been a crazy year this year, like it has been everywhere. We're still open. We're having a good autumn season and hopefully a good Christmas season, but we're doing our safe distancing and all that, but we're still active. But when life is good again, you come on to Dollywood, and if I know you're coming, I'll try to make it a point to be there.
Oh my God, I love you.
Have you ever ridden Thunderhead, the most incredible roller coaster at Dollywood?
I do not ride the rides. Everybody laughs at me because I don't, I'm kind of a chicken in that respect, but I'm also, I get a little motion sickness, and plus I wear wigs and Oh, you know, my push-up bras. I got too much to lose. You know.
That is awesome.
But no, I don't ride them. Everybody thinks if I don't ride them, they must be really scary. The kids get a kick out of it, but no, I don't get on the rides if I can help it. Sometimes I fake a photo op or something and act like I'm riding it, but I'm not really.
before we leave you and play some music here, there's also this Netflix special. It's a holiday special, a holiday musical, actually, original. It's called Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square. It's premiering November 22nd, later this month. What's it like? What are we going to see in this special, Dolly?
This, I am so proud of this. It's a full-blown musical, and Debbie Allen directs and choreographs it. And this, I wrote 14 original new songs, and so I'm really excited about it. I also get to star in it. I play an angel, but a fun angel, not a sappy one. And it has wonderful people in it, like Christine Baranski, Jennifer Lewis, Treat Williams, and all kinds of wonderful stars that we've got in it. But it's a story about saving the community, and it's the perfect kind of story for this year right now with all the craziness going on. So hopefully it's going to be really uplifting and fun for everybody. So hopefully everybody will enjoy that. I think that debuts, I think it's November the 22nd.
Yes, that's it.
I think, yeah. Yeah. Well, you be sure to watch that because I know it's a lot of fun. We had fun doing that. We got that done last summer before the COVID hit, so we were lucky enough to get it processed and ready for this Christmas, so that was fun. And getting to do the Holly Dolly Christmas album, so I've had plenty to do getting out promoting it and recording all those songs with all those wonderful people, and so thank you for letting us promote all of the stuff we got going on.
Absolutely. Well, we love you, Dolly. Before we leave, can you just give everyone a nice, like a mantra? Give us something, like some words of advice from Dolly to get us through the holidays and everything we're going through in this world.
Well, even though this world is crazy, we're not crazy. We know what to do. We just need to let the love light in our hearts shine. We need to find that light in one another and kind of mingle that together and just have a holly dolly Christmas, but a joyful and peaceful new year, hopefully.
I love it. Cuddle up, cozy down. Aww. Christmas. Of course, it's Dolly with Michael Bublé. Thank you, Dolly. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I want to cuddle up and cozy down with you. Wrap myself around you and do what lovers do. All the snow is falling. Passion's calling. A glass of wine or two. I want a cuddle up, cozy down Christmas with you.
No, we better not.
The storm is just too bad.
Oh, it's terrible. There's no getting out of here. Old man Winter seen to that.
So here we sit.
The candle's lit. And now that we're snowbound, what's to do but love on you? Cuddle up and cozy down. I wanna cuddle up and cozy down with you.
Oh my.
Nestle up against your skin. Do anything that we want to.
Make love, hug and touch, and steal some kisses too.
Yeah, I'd love to.
What an honor to have Dolly Parton on the show. And, of course, old what's his name there?
Mr. Bublé.
Old Yeller.
You know what? Michael, I love Michael Bublé. He, you know, he's a good friend of ours, but he hasn't been on in so long. He's had so much going on in his life, and I know now he's busy. As a matter of fact, he was going to play Radio City Music Hall in New York for, like, I mean, he had almost like a residency plan there. Like a sporadic residency. And I was actually supposed to go on stage with him one night to do something. I forgot what it was.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Of course, COVID ruined it for everyone. Damn you, COVID. Damn you. But talking to Dolly Parton, how amazing is she?
She's amazing. She's just so nice and so happy.
She is. She's just full of wisdom. And she just, she looks at every, it seems like she just looks at every challenge in the world and just says something that kind of calms you down about it. I love her.
Yeah, I feel like she meets everything with positivity, and she's been very outspoken about a lot of things and doesn't let anybody get in her way, and I just love her. She's awesome.
What's scary?
I feel like she has smiley resting face, where she just smiles, and everything she says that comes out of her mouth is just like, hi, and joyous and uplifting.
She's awesome. Anyway, support her. Her album's out, the Christmas album, also her Netflix special on the way. And I, you know, and we're talking about her imagination library, where she sends books to kids every single month. And so many people are texting in saying that their kids get books from her every month. It's
so
pretty
cool.
Amazing. I love her.
I love it.
Anyway, Danielle.
Yes.
Let's get into it. What do you have this hour?
All right. So Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have gotten a dog together. It's a golden retriever. You know what that means.
Handsome. His name is Tarzan.
It is. And you know what that means. That's the practice when you get a dog together. It's practice.
Stop it, Danielle.
No, it's not.
Stop pressuring them. That's not good.
What's up? All right. Blake Shelton, you know, he is marrying Gwen Stefani. And it's so cute the way he proposed to her. He did it old school. He actually asked her son's permission to propose. I thought, oh my gosh, it made me love him even more. He's just so cute. I love it. Mariah Carey has decided it is the holiday season. And you know, Mariah is really Miss Christmas. She totally is. So her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, it went up on all the streaming platforms 160% on November 1st and 2nd. So people want their Christmas music. This is sad news. AMC theaters lose over $900 million due to COVID-19.
Jeez.
Yeah, 90% drop in revenue they're expecting by the end of this year, which is so insane. Also, hold on, got to pull this up. Gwyneth Paltrow, her Goop holiday gift guide is here, everybody.
Oh,
I know, yeah.
Does she have a TP this year worth $5 million?
No, wait, listen. This year's picks focused on meeting the needs of today. Less travel, more snacks, more self-care, more booze, some puzzles. There's a Ouija board for almost $2,000 and a checkered set for almost $2,000.
I will tell you, if you've ever gone to Goop, the stuff that's non-expensive, there's a lot of stuff in there that's kind of creative and good.
Yeah.
Well, minus her, you know, vajayjay smelling candle.
Yes, she has that. She also has one that's now, this smells like my prenup candle. So you could get that as well if you would like.
Kanye
actually got 60,000 votes. So, yeah. People are still wondering whether his wife, Kim Kardashian, voted for him, and she won't reveal her choice. Don't you think if she did, she would have said yes? I mean,
of course.
It's her husband. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and say that probably didn't happen. Let's see. Tonight on television, you've got The Bachelorette. You've got Young Sheldon. It's the season premiere of that. And Mom, the season premiere of that. Some Packers and Niners are going at it. And Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And that's my Danielle report.
Why are you done so soon? Usually, you know, when we're running late, you go on and on and on. And then when we're running early, you're just like, okay, here's a story. Bye.
Oh, I got more.
No, don't you worry about it.
Okay.
Seriously. Hey, can I ask you guys a question just between us and no one else?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Has sex changed in the past 8 months? Is sex something, is it a little different now?
Just questions.
Asking for a friend.
I feel like it's awesome. Like, way better.
Oh, really?
Well, that's because you don't see each other. So then when you see each other, it's like, hello, lady.
Yeah, that's probably that. Part of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I guess everyone else is taking a sip of their cocktail and
yeah,
not answering.
I don't know.
I'm so quiet. I'm like, in what way do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just asking for a friend. Moving on. I was reading something. God. Oh, did you see that where the guy was caught cheating? There was a guy his woman discovered that her boyfriend of 4 years was cheating after noticing a clue in a photo.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, he posted a clip on TikTok. It shows a mm-hmm. selfie of him. It was a clip of him showing a selfie of him wearing sunglasses. And in the sunglasses, you see the reflection of a girl's legs in the lenses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And she
sunglasses
called him out.
Sunglasses betray you.
Yeah, sunglasses. Always. You can see everything.
Exactly.
She called him out. He tried to deny it. And then she found out he's actually been with 5 other women in the last month.
Last month. It's COVID. Doesn't he know there's COVID going on? Jackass.
Have you ever been called out on something? No, I mean, nothing as serious as cheating by what they see in the background in your photos.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, but I've seen other people get called out when they take selfies, like bored, sitting in traffic, and they take a selfie, and then you can see in the reflection they're not sitting in traffic. There's nobody around them. They just want to take a selfie. Like
hey, who was it that was, he kept taking photos in front of private jets, and then he'd get on Southwest and fly around.
Bow
and,
Wow.
Yes.
So funny.
They're like, what are you talking about? You're in coach right next to me, picture.
That was awesome. No, I get called out. Sometimes we'll be, the dogs will be playing with something. I can't believe you let your dog play with that. That's made in China. It's going to kill him. I'm like, no, it's not. Back off. It's like, you post something because you want them to see something, but they see something else. They want
of
to comment
course,
on
always,
it.
Always.
Don't go off topic on my posts. Yes, Gary.
You know, there were a few viral moments on line where people were passing around and eBay postings where people were photographing their furniture for sale, but in the background they were buck naked when they took the picture.
Yes.
So
oh, yeah.
That was something that's like,
I wonder
corner reflection.
How many of those are staged?
I know.
I wonder. I wonder if they're right.
Drive the price
up. Let's put my butt reflection in the mirror. It'll be so funny. It'll be so hilarious. Anyway, hey, by the way, people are asking how Uncle Johnny's doing. I'll tell you how Uncle Johnny's doing. Uncle Johnny's doing great. He is in day 4 of physical therapy today. Alex called him this morning at 7 o'clock and he says, I've been sitting here. Hello, lady. I've been sitting here for 4 hours waiting for physical therapy. And then, of course, the nurse in the room said, Johnny, you've been there for less than an hour and she's going to be here any minute now. So we just have to keep him patient.
Wait, are they at the point where they're just like, could you guys please come and get him?
No, not yet. No, they love him. They love him and he loves them. They have a great relationship, though. But as you would be, as I would be, sitting in a hospital room, you just get impatient. But
of course.
He has a lot of recovery to go through. He cannot go home until it's safe for him to go home, you know?
Right, yeah.
And but he's moving fast. He's doing really well. He's in the advanced stages of moving forward. Does that make sense?
But him being cantankerous is a great sign, right? Because he's feeling better. He's back to his old self.
Yeah.
This is great.
We just have to remind him, as we have to remind each other, no matter what we're going through in life, that there is an end game to this. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to be patient.
Right.
This this COVID thing has everyone fatigued and like just bored and going crazy, making bad decisions.
Oh, like yesterday, what I saw? Can I talk about what I saw yesterday?
Sure.
So yesterday, I picked my mom up from the airport. She went to Florida, and of course, I pick her up. I have all the windows down in the car. I have my mask on. She has her mask on. I'm like, okay.
Toxic mom.
As soon as we get home, you're gone. Like I even drove her car there, by the way. She wasn't getting in my car. So this woman comes out of the airport, obviously just got off of an airplane. She has her mask on. She sees her family of 4 people. They came to pick her up. She rips the mask off and she runs over to them and embraces them all. And all I could think of, this is where the problem lies. Why isn't that mask still on you? You're supposed to quarantine for a couple of days at least when you get home and then take the test. Like, and apparently where my mom was flying in from, and I'm not going to say the airline, but they weren't enforcing it. All they said was, look online and find out what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I bet people are going to do that.
Well, that's right. why it's important exactly. for individuals to be smart. You know?
Exactly.
I know. Look, exactly. you know, I agree. People are tired of being closed in. I
of
get
course,
it.
Of course, but
I
still.
Totally get it. I'm tired of being closed in, but
I am too. But I feel if everybody would just get on the same page for like one solid month, we would see such a big difference as opposed to everyone trying to be such an individual and, you know, assert their rights or whatever they think it is and not follow these guidelines.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we have the freedom of real estate. When you can just stay away from people who aren't living their lives the way you want them to live, then just stay away. You know, I'm not gonna go up to people and start yelling at them because I just
no.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? We're gonna get through this. This is well, the whole point of this conversation is this. We're gonna get through this. There is a world beyond this. You have to stop thinking. You know, we live in this world where everything has to be immediate gratification. We're not gonna get that right now.
Right.
Everyone needs to just calm down. Yep. We're going to get it. We're going to have a great life ahead. Trust me. It's going to be good. All right. Enough lies. Let's take a break. And I'm kidding. We'll be back after this.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh my God. You guys are out of your friggin' mind.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I don't know. They say one of the ways you can tell what you're doing is an addiction is that you do it to the point where it stands in the way of you getting on with your life in other ways.
Yeah,
it keeps you from working. It keeps you from being on time for things. You call in sick for events or meetings and things because you can't control yourself. You have to be doing that thing. Mine is Wheat Thins.
You call off for Wheat Thins?
I almost didn't make it. I'm swearing to you, I almost didn't make it downstairs to the studio to do this break because I had to go back to have one more Wheat Thin.
They're really good.
I was all the way down the stairs, and you were about to see me in the Zoom room camera, but I walked right back out, up the stairs, across the entire house, to the kitchen, opened the pantry, opened the Nabisco box of Wheat Thins, took one out, ate it, and put it back, and came all the way, and had to run back.
I sometimes think it's the aftertaste, because when you initially put like one of whatever in your mouth, you go, okay, that's good, and then you start to walk away, and it slowly tastes even better.
It's
as that, you know, like, oh,
it's like potato
one.
Chips, right?
Yeah,
you can't just eat a potato chip.
Nope.
Who has ever eaten a potato chip, and just, that's it?
Nobody.
Nobody in history.
Monsters. No. Yeah.
Can't do it. It's going to be a nice day here in rural New Jersey. I have the windows open. And there's a breeze flowing through the room here. It's really, really nice. Yeah.
And
that's
going to stay through the weekend, too. It's going to go well into the... It's going to be like 72 degrees.
That means it's going to snow.
No,
right.
Elvis!
Yes, you're finally catching on, Elvis. Finally.
Scary has not nailed one single weather forecast.
73 on Sunday, baby.
Did you call us baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're so
suave. Nobody made the eyes at you.
Hey, Frog, what are you doing? You're chewing your fingernail. What are you doing?
Well, I just got finished eating some Dove chocolate and peanut butter. It's like it's milk chocolate and peanut butter, and that's the same way. So there's like a bowl of them because that's what Lisa does. She has bowls of candy sitting around the house. So I grabbed one, and I walked away. And so as I'm walking back here to the room, I'm opening it, and I eat it. And I eat the first one. I'm like, I got to have another. I ran back to the bowl to grab another one and bring it back in here. And I'm the same way. I can't just eat one, and I tell myself I'm going to have one, but then one turns into 12.
It's true. You know, it tastes good, and then it goes down, and it's gone. You're like, well, I want that taste again. I want to experience
that peanut butter
taste.
Just hangs around, yeah.
I the other day, I had a Reese's white chocolate ghost. Did you guys have one of those?
You were saying Reese's.
Yeah.
It's Reese's. It's a white chocolate ghost that has peanut butter inside. You've had one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, those are
like
good.
I felt like I was so, so exclusive.
There's a caramel one, too, like a caramel and chocolate one.
Okay, so it all started with Wheat Thins, okay? Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. And you hear the name Wheat Thins, so you think, oh, it must be a diet food. It has the word thin.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Hey, we were talking earlier during the song about Thanksgiving and your plans. You know, with family or not, you know, people are kind of weirded out about doing the big family thing, and I get that. And it's to the point now where, gosh, I may order a catered for one and just sit here by myself and eat Thanksgiving.
Yeah, pretty much same.
Yeah.
We decided yesterday, so my family gets together as often as we can for the big holidays, and We decided yesterday my sister and I are not going to do it because, I mean, I don't want to give it to anybody. However, giving it to my family seems like the absolute worst thing in the world that I could do. So I'm just trying to do my part. And that means Thanksgiving is going to be alone or well, maybe with my sissy.
Well, to see if it's the two of you, that's not bad.
Yeah,
but,
right.
We more than ever need the holidays and family. We need it more than ever. It's just interesting that we, you know, we have to be careful. There's got to be ways, smart ways to do it. You've got to be, you've got to have a smart way to do it, and everyone has to buy in. Yeah. I get it.
I told you, my aunt wants to do the Zoom Thanksgiving where you put the computer on the table and everyone eats while you see each other. So it's as if you're together.
It's the worst idea ever.
It's
so uncomfortable and you got to like, okay, I'm going to, oh, the gravy. So,
oh, eating on camera is the worst. And then you hear all their spit noises and swallowing like, well, no.
We had a Zoom get together the other night for cocktails with some friends. And I was sitting there thinking, I wish it would end. This is boring. I want this to stop because I love them so much. I want to be with them.
Oh.
And it's like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, I just, we need happiness. We need some fun and we're going to find ways to get it. Yeah. Scary.
You know how every year I buy that crazy turkey, you know, to be sent to my parents' house. Well, my father gets on the phone and goes, Anthony, I don't know about, this is not a year like on other years. This is not like all the rest. Don't buy that bird. We may not be having Thanksgiving. Talk to your mother. And my mother's like, we may cancel. So I don't,
yeah.
I don't know.
You know
where.
What, though? Get the turkey.
That's what I said.
Roast
I said
the turkey.
I'll and eat
if
it anyway.
If you can't all sit down and eat it, you can put it in bags and send it out to other people.
I'm buying it today, Elvis. You just changed.
You need the smell of turkey when you turn on TV to watch the Macy's parade. Oh, sorry, that's canceled.
They're having the parade.
Yeah, but it's different. It's virtual and
right?
It's not on. Yeah, it's old.
It's animated.
Yeah. They're going to have some live stuff, but no audience. It's going to be a totally different experience.
It's okay. We're going to get through this.
Yes.
Yep.
Done deal. Danielle, you haven't done your report, have you?
I don't. It's not. I think I did.
It's time for Garrett.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, Garrett. Okay.
Oh, hey.
Oh, there's Garrett. Garrett. Sorry about that, Garrett.
We actually might need to go to commercial and come back to Garrett.
No.
We're very late, Elvis. We talked about this the other day.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay. We have to take a break. We're back after this. Sorry.
Hey, this is Rihanna.
Hey, this is Mariah Carey.
What's up? This is Pink.
And you're listening to Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It felt so good to talk to Dolly Parton today. She's unbelievable.
So nice.
You should do anything and everything to get her on your show, too. Seriously. If you want to hear it, if you missed it, you can go to Elvis Duran's show on Instagram or elvisduran.com, and you can hear it there. It's so fantastic. I wish we would have done the Zoom room with her, but she said she didn't want to do Zoom room because it takes a long time to put her wig on.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay.
I appreciate that.
I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either. Let's just keep her comfy. Garrett has sound live from the kitchen. What's going on, Garrett?
All right, let's start with this cute video I saw. A little girl hanging out with her grandpa, sitting on his lap, and then got a little awkward.
We're boys, aren't we?
Yeah.
Now.
Daddy has a penis.
Dang it. Now let's see. Do what?
He has a penis.
Eat it.
He has a penis.
I know. It's okay.
You have a drink.
Let's see you do a twirl.
Anything.
Let's move on quickly. All right, Froggy, I'm going to put you in a position right now. It's going to get awkward. Who do you love more, your Florida Gators or Luke Bryan?
Oh.
You must choose one. Your mic's not on.
I'm going to go with the Florida Gators.
Okay.
Whoa, wow.
Now, this is where it's going to get weird because Luke Bryan has Tim Tebow's Heisman Trophy in his house this week because he won it from a charity auction. So he's putting a curse on the Heisman Trophy because his college football team, the Georgia Bulldogs, are playing the Florida Gators this weekend. So he's trying to put a curse to make sure his team wins. And this is what Luke Bryan had to say.
It's Luke here, and I've got a fun week in store for you because Georgia plays Florida Saturday. But the best part about this week is last year at the Redbird Games, my wife bid and won Tim Tebow's Heisman to be in our home for 6 months. Tim somehow delivered it last week, the week before the Georgia-Florida game. I feel it was an effort to bring bad mojo into my household. So, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, there's Tim's Heisman. Just to prove to you guys, he made good on his promise, but I've got this all week to put a curse on the Florida Gators.
Yeah, and he put a big Georgia Bulldog sweatshirt over top of Tim Tebow's Heisman. That's okay, Luke.
Oh, no. It won't work. Okay.
The issue with that is he's such a nice guy, he can't put a curse on anything.
All right, let's go to Jimmy Kimmel last night. He brought back mean tweets, but this one with political figures we all know.
Bernie Sanders seems like the type of guy who'd return a single piece of fruit to Walmart and hold up the line for an hour.
If Templeton the Rat from Charlotte's Web had a successful rat cousin he hated for being an unctuous slime ball, it would be Ted Cruz.
Nancy Pelosi probably has the same five napkins in her purse for the last 25 years. That comes from Pooh Raggies. Is that how many napkins you have, Pooh?
If John Kerry's head were to be carved on a mountain, it would be actual size. Mount Rushmore, here I come.
Dear Al Franken, you weren't funny then, and you're not funny now. In fact, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, and gosh darn it, no one likes you. Call back to a character.
it was very cool. All right, and then, so, Scary, pop quiz. Las Vegas is in what state?
Nevada.
All right, well, the state had to put out how to properly say the state because it's in the news, obviously, right now, and this is what it put out on Twitter.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Nevada is the proper way to say the state. Nevada, not proper, Nevada.
Nevada is the proper way to say Nevada.
Yeah. Okay. Just something to talk about. It was a slow news day.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You live, you learn. Thank you. You're a good American, Garrett.
You're welcome. Garrett.
Have a beautiful day. Into the three things we need to know. It's always changing. That's why Gandhi's here. What's going on, Gandhi?
Yeah, not a ton of updates. Joe Biden is still within striking distance of winning the presidency. He did win Michigan and Wisconsin yesterday. If he takes Arizona, that's going to push his electoral vote count to 264, just six short of the 270 needed. He had a slim lead in Nevada as counting continued yesterday evening, but election officials there say please don't expect anything as far as results until at least later this evening. In the meantime, President Trump's campaign is filing lawsuits to stop the vote count in Pennsylvania. A statement from the campaign says the vote count must stop until there is meaningful transparency and that Republicans must be able to ensure that all counting is done above board and by the law. The statement went on to call Pennsylvania's Secretary of State unhinged and a member of the radical left. The Trump campaign is also filing suits over those vote counts in Michigan and Wisconsin as well. Coronavirus infection rates continue to smash records here in the United States with over 100,000 new cases reported just yesterday, and that is according to data released by the COVID Tracking Project. So 18 states saw record hospitalizations, over 1,100 deaths were recorded, and that pushes the total past 233,000 since the pandemic began. Medical experts say that COVID fatigue is part of the reason because people have just gotten more relaxed about distancing, wearing face masks, and washing their hands. So don't stop. Keep following those CDC guidelines. And finally, we talked about this earlier. Froggy's excited because the newest versions of the iPhone 12 go on sale tomorrow. Pre-orders for the new iPhone 12 Pro Max open at 8 a.m. Eastern time, and the phone will be available in stores on November 13th. So I have a feeling tomorrow around 8 a.m. we're not going to hear from Froggy for a few minutes.
Glad you know now.
Okay. Those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. Your phone tap next.
More from the Mercedes-AMG Interview Lounge.
All right, Shawn Mendes.
Being, like, quarantined and doing all of these things and discovering, you know, laundry and whatnot, what have you figured out is your least favorite household chore?
Washing the dishes after, like, Italian dinner night.
Do you suffer from lead foot? Do goosebumps appear for no reason? Stop living with uninspired performance. Visit mbusa.com/AMG. And find out if a Mercedes-AMG coupe, sedan, or SUV is right for you. Mercedes-AMG, driving performance.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Before you get your gaming on, help keep those items you've bought, like weapons and skins, safe. Get Norton 360 for gamers' device security and more without the notifications. Save 20% on your first year by using promo code Elvis at norton.com/gamers.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
I love a good Danielle phone tap.
Thank you.
I'm hoping this is one of them.
I hope so, too.
All right, Danielle, what's it all about?
All right, so Kim is being phone tapped by her sister, Kelly. I am the caterer. Her dad's having a birthday party, and it's tonight. And, of course, I'm coming. but I don't sound very well.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's scare them a little bit with Danielle's phone tap. Listen in.
Hello?
Hello? I'm looking for Kim or Kelly, please.
Yep, this is she. This is Kim.
Oh, hi, Kim. this is Amanda. I'm calling you from Clear Isle Catering. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Are you okay?
No, I'm good. No, I have allergies. I just have allergies. I just wanted to confirm the address for the party tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the cleanup and I'm going to help serve and everything, but they didn't give me an address when they booked me, so I just wanted to make sure like I had the right address.
Oh, okay. are you sure you're not sick?
No. I have allergies. Just allergies. No big deal.
My father cannot get sick, and that's who we're having the birthday for.
Oh, don't worry. But like I said, I'm not sick. It's just allergies, so he'll be fine.
Right. Okay. You sound awful. I'm sorry. I'm sure they're just allergies, but I can't have you coughing around my dad. I'm sorry.
But you know what? It's fine. I'll wear gloves, and I won't breathe on anybody if that's what you want. But I'm really good. Like, when they come to the door, I'm always like, hi, how are you? Welcome to the party.
You can't even get through a sentence. I'm not going to let you near my dad.
You don't live in the house with me. You don't know what I'm allergic to. I'm allergic to so many things.
Oh, my God. You sound like you have bronchitis or something.
Oh, by the way, I'm allergic to cheese. Are you serving cheese at the party? Because I've got to make sure I don't touch the cheese.
You're allergic to cheese and you're a caterer?
If I wear gloves, I'd be all right.
Are you joking me right now? You know what? I cannot deal with this. I'm so busy. I have to hire a new caterer now, so I gotta
Why would you have to hire a new caterer? I don't understand. I won't go near your dad. It's not like I'm going to give him a lap dance for his birthday or anything.
You're not working for us tonight, all right? You're let go.
I need the buddy. You can't do that
to
me.
This is the busiest day of my life. I don't have time for this.
I could have booked another party, and I didn't. I put my time aside. You can't.
Don't call me again. Oh, my God. You're a psycho. Please leave me alone.
I won't breathe on your father, I promise.
Leave my family alone. I have a very important day that I'm planning, and I do not need to take calls from like you. Do not call me again. Do you understand me?
Well, then just give me the address, and I won't have to call you.
I'm not giving you the address.
I'll call the catering company and get it myself. She is not happy. She's stressed today, huh?
Yeah, she's really stressed.
All right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to just call her, and then hopefully she'll tell you what just went down, okay? So I'm just listening in now. This is all you, okay?
Thank you. Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my God. This has been the worst day of my life.
I'm calling to see if you want me to pick anything up.
Yeah, I want you to pick up a caterer. The caterer called, and she was coughing and, like, disgusting. Oh, God, you wouldn't believe this woman.
Oh, my God. Well, is she coming?
God, no. I fired her. No, we need a new caterer.
Why did you fire the caterer? At least why didn't you get her boss and get some help? Fired her.
Why don't you call? Why don't you get off your ass and make the phone call yourself? I'm sick of dealing with this. I'm doing all the work.
I'm in the car asking for what you need.
I'm not even talking to you anymore.
Maybe I should call Elvis Duran. He might be available to cater the party.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What?
It's Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran on the Morning Show. You got phone tapped.
No. Oh, my God. You piss me off so much. I hate you guys.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hello, lady.
Well, hello, lady.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
What a day. You know what? You have time for one headline, Danielle. What would that be?
All right, we're all loving Borat 2 right now, and it is the second most watched subscription video on demand for the movie of the year. So if you haven't seen it, you should. Hamilton is actually the first, and if you haven't seen that, you should see that as well.
Yeah, Hamilton and Borat.
two different things, totally.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Danielle.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.